Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio. 1 in 5 instantly win.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of It's Just Good Business. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Ryder Bailey.
I'm Dad.
I'm Mum.
And today's business is Mama.
Well, I like street art.
Sure.
But some councils don't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But people are still going to do it.
Yes.
So my idea is giant walls made out of, you know, when you were kids and you got that cool, like a little thing where you could draw on it with a stick and then you could.
Oh, like a big etch-a-sketch kind of?
Yeah, but it's like a massive walls. And so people can just go and etch-a-sketch. They can sketch on it. And then at the end of the day, the council just goes and wipes it clean.
So a sort of like a melding of minds between the council. The council are like, look, we're going to wipe it down. And they're like, look, we're going to do the street art.
They're like, well, it's a compromise.
What if we compromise? We gave you a massive wall. Would it be like giant so that it was kind of visible from a lot of places in the city?
Well, I think it's probably going to have to be only about 6 feet because you're not going to get up on a ladder.
You could have it really long. It could be like a really long fence or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, really long and, you know, just a bit higher than a tall person.
How do you ride on it? Because I don't remember.
You could just use your finger.
But, oh, it was like, it was done with magnets, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so magnets, yeah.
Yeah, so you just maybe you can have a pen or whatever. You can buy a pen.
And you can have like, you know,
colors,
in one
though.
Section.
Mm. A lot of graffiti artists
do
need
colors.
They love colors.
I don't know.
I think you can do colors in that.
No.
But maybe you've got like 100
Just
magnets.
Make a blackboard.
Yeah. No, but a blackboard means.
And then you hire some old fella to come.
Rub it all.
Rub it all.
Some old retired teacher.
Just see him at like maybe like 6 o'clock 6 p.m. one night, and then he's at 6 a.m. as he's finally finished one side and the graffiti artists are back, and he's like, oh, boy. But, the beauty of an Etch-A-Sketch is that all you've got to do is you're going to have on one side of it that, like, lever that you can just down the side, and it's all gone. What you could do, I don't know how magnets work.
You could make it electronic.
What do you mean?
Like an iPad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then you can just, you touch, you draw with the touch, so it's like a screen.
Oh.
And then you just wipe.
Yeah, yeah. Then all the person's got it. Doesn't even need to be a guy who comes out to it.
Yeah.
Just from a hub somewhere, they're just like, wipe.
But
like,
then on the iPad, could you get the graffiti artist who's wired it up, could just put the picture back?
That's true.
Because what I see is like...
The council wipes it, I put it back. Yeah. The council wipes it, I put it back.
I think you're setting up a war here.
No, because you misunderstood me, how it works.
Okay.
It's one big screen.
Yeah. Yes.
And they can draw on it. They can just touch it and it'll draw, and they can choose the colour and stuff. And then it wipes every night automatically. Okay. There's no settings on the screen.
Right.
But what there would be heaps of?
Mm-hmm.
Really long lines.
Yeah.
You know, when you walk along, you just drag your finger. 100%.
And all the really posh graffiti artists and all the little kids all over their work.
Toy? Is that's what you put over bad graffiti, right, or something?
Yeah, it toit a lesson.
That's the stupidest thing. So stupid.
What do you put?
You put toy over someone's like graffiti, and it means they're toit a lesson because there's graffiti is in fact shit.
Could you do it with magnets? Is it possible with magnets to be like? Because I'm assuming an Etch-A-Sketch works like you have magnet filings or metal filings.
It's iron filings.
Is there a way to be
then
like...
The thing swipes the top of the thing and goes in between the things. It makes them drop.
Is there a way to have like different coloured metal filings and then different magnets will pick up those metal filings? Do you know what I mean?
I'm not sure about that. Yeah, maybe.
I don't know if magnets work that way exactly.
No, they don't. Not really. That's a shame. They won't distinguish between the colour unless it's a different...
Yeah.
There's only magnetism. There's not magnetism between a different kind of magnetism.
Yeah. You've got metals. The one, basically.
But couldn't you colour the metals?
Yeah, I suppose.
Like once they're coloured, they're coloured.
Yeah, they're all mixed in.
But
they're going to go that green plasticine colour when you mix all the colours together.
If all the filings are one colour, they'll fall into pockets. So you could potentially use that like an easel. You know, you got your magnet pen, you search around, you're like, oh, here is some green. I can drag it over. Well, that's allowed.
Yeah, maybe.
Do it with an iPad. Oh, the only thing I'm worried about with a big screen, like a big touchscreen, is that you could just smash it.
Yeah.
You know, that's got to be, that's a
problem.
But
I think the idea is good is for a compromise between the council and the graffiti artists.
Yeah. Some way of them to...
But it's not really a compromise because this is one wall in one city, unless every fence in the world was...
Well, I was actually imagining if it takes off, a kind of cool idea would be you're like, so like, you know, we've got, what's that lane in Melbourne?
We've got
like a specific graffiti lane.
Yeah. Just graffiti lane.
But like those places where you're like, this is where graffiti is going to happen.
Mm.
You just put screens up in all those places across the city.
Mm.
But so you might not have to have one big wall. You've just got like lots of like little.
No, because I like those lanes.
Yeah.
This maybe is just kind of like. Just a groovy thing that some councils put in a wall for the general population, not really street artists. Street artists need to be able to...
For the, 13-year-olds that write a little tag.
Yeah,
a little tag, yeah.
Tags. I hate tags. It's just like a dog pissing on a fire hydrant. That's mine. That's what it's like, a tag.
That's terrible. Oh, I agree. What's the good of it?
Big
make
deal.
Make someone nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Make a statement. Ew, I was here. You may as well say, I was here.
Yeah, I was here, exactly.
Yeah.
What about that guy? There's a guy who does around Melbourne and stuff, the Binky from Arthur and Friends.
I know him.
You know the guy?
Yeah. Oh,
that's good. Is he like our Banksy?
Should be.
Binksy.
He got caught though. They realised it was him.
Oh, that's so sad. Because the nice thing about street art, is that it's permanent.
And I think that's what the artist wants.
Mm.
They don't want to go out there for 5 hours. Slaving away doing all these murals and intricate stuff and going, wow, man, it's so great. You should see what I did. They take his girlfriend in the morning. The council's come.
Taken it.
Wiped it.
I imagine the toll that it would take on you if you were the council person who had to erase it all. Every day you've got to get up there and be like, all this beautiful art, gone. All this beautiful art,
those council
gone.
I hate graffiti. They love to wipe it.
Have you seen that picture of the... I can't remember his name, but he's an artist, and he did a piece on a wall. Then some old man came and washed it up, and he took a photo of it and then drew that old man wiping off his paint on the wall.
Oh, I think that's Banksy.
No, it's not Banksy. It's someone else. Someone.
That's great. Yeah. Oh, that's so good. Imagine how like unhappy you'd be if you were the old man. Yeah. You'd be like, I've been absolutely called out today.
You know Australia's most famous graffiti artist?
Who is it?
The guy that didn't know who he was for many, many years, but he was in Sydney and he just wrote Eternity everywhere.
Huh.
Did you ever hear about
him? No.
No.
Did they catch him?
I don't know. They
found out eventually who he was.
Yeah, they found out who eventually, but it went on for like 30 years or something.
That was like the first kind of street art, not graffiti, that you kind of knew about. Yeah. It's like this mystery. Who is this guy?
Which I think if you're going to wipe it away at the end of every day, like if he'd written Eternity there, there's kind of some good poetry there, though, you know. Eternity wiped. Eternity wiped. I think if you do it across the city, in little places, then I'm into it.
Yeah.
Because that's the kind of thing that you might just be like, I wonder what's at, you know, like you'll have your commute or your walk to work. You'll be like, I wonder what's at the graffiti places.
Yeah,
today.
That's right.
Maybe they could be kind of like soapboxes.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a place for somebody to be like, here's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
What's to stop? Well,
when's the council going to wipe it off?
They'd have to wait till the afternoon. Guy. Yeah.
Because they need the art up there for people to see it.
Yeah, it's got to be that evening that they go around 6 p.m. Go and I'm going to wipe all of the graffiti off today. That's my job.
It could be just a mechanical arm that just goes.
Yeah, exactly.
Goes
well, like
down.
Ryder was saying, you could just have it wipes at 6.
Yeah.
You know, if it's a screen.
It would be great if it was a screen because then you can use colour, which would be amazing.
And like all the crazy things. It'd be cool to have it next to a train line as well.
Yeah.
Imagine every morning you'd be like, oh, what's going to be on the screen?
Yeah.
Today?
Imagine, you know, like you're driving through the suburbs, you're taking the train through the suburbs and you see the back of everyone's houses.
Yeah.
That back
sometimes
fence.
They're all really good ones. Yeah.
But could you extend this, what do you call it, a sketch or something?
Etch-a-sketch.
Etch-a-sketch to other things like the sides of trains.
Oh, yeah.
Or even your own car.
It's too dangerous for side of train.
Well, you don't want a screen on the side of a train. That's
well, what
great.
About, you know, when you live in the city and you've got a big wall at the front, which always gets usually tagged, not exciting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
that would be kind of cool.
Yeah. Mm. I was wondering how you deal with the dick and balls.
Just maybe leave them.
Yeah, leave
They're
the
They're classic
dick and balls.
Old school.
Yeah, old school.
Leave the dick and balls. That's good. That's
still funny. That'll always
be funny. I
know, just
Wright signed his signature the other day and it's got a dick and balls in it.
Yeah, because it's funny.
I didn't know your signature.
It's really
in.
Cute.
That's
you
so
sneak
great.
That in for the bank and everything. It's the dick and ball. You got it
People looking at
there.
Your signature, they're like, and Ryder,
That's the passport guy. Have a
Susan,
second.
Does this look like a dick and balls to you? My goodness gracious.
This customer.
Imagine if you got called in. Mr. Bailey, we got to talk to you about your signature. It's actually a crime to have a dick and balls on any official documentation, so you're in a lot of trouble. I always thought that was crazy about signatures. Your signature could be anything. There's no rules.
Yeah.
My signature could be fuck. I could just write fuck and be like, yep, there's my signature. What are you going to do about it?
The fuck you would be better.
Fuck you.
Excuse me? You can look on all my documentations. I've written fuck you exactly the same. I've always liked the idea of having, like, you know, in like a cartoon when a dog signs a document, they do it with a paw print of having a little stamp and being like, yep, that's my signature paw print, like a dog. I think it's a good idea, but I think it's weird because actual graffiti artists aren't going
to
use it.
No, so all I'm right. probably having to change.
Yeah.
It's just kind of something that you put up that's fun in your groovy.
Well, I think
city town, you know, like Brunswick Street or Collingwood or somewhere like that.
And I'm sure there are a lot of people out there that would love the idea of doing graffiti.
Take the word graffiti out of it and it's good.
Yeah, like a public art space, basically.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are like, oh, man, I'd love to go out there and do like a paste up or graffiti, but I'm scared of the cops.
Mm.
I
yeah.
don't know how to go about it.
But not even that. Thing. Like you get some random person that walks past and thinks, oh, this is cool, and drew this amazing picture.
Actually,
yeah, public art's great.
Yeah.
Public art space.
You know, in the city there's that, it's I forget what street it's on. I think it's off Elizabeth. And there's this wall of, like, you know when water trips down a wall, that kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah.
And people, if you stick a leaf to the wall, because of the water and, I don't know, whatever, the leaf stays there?
Yeah.
And already, like, every time you walk past it, people have written things in leaves on that wall. Oh, people have drawn pictures. A lot of people do, like, so and so loves so and so.
Surface tension.
Yeah, yeah. I guess there you go. But, like, if you had just like an art wall, there you go. That's evidence that it'd absolutely get used.
What about extending it to this idea?
Okay.
You have a little recording device.
Oh.
So you can go and whistle a tune or play a song or say a bit of poetry, and then you just put play and some that'll play over the speakers so people hear your song.
I think it's kind of nice if you're like
how someone comes and wipes it.
Well, I actually really like that
idea. It's cool to like not like it plays like constantly, but like if you have a whole bunch of them and you can record something, walk away, and then someone can come and just play it.
What about?
I know, but imagine it first thing in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Someone comes and records this.
Then you stop it and walk away.
People will be ringing the council saying you've got to clear
it. No, no, because it's not loud. It's not like you play it and it's fucking everywhere.
Well, what I was thinking is, what about this? This might be a bit too elaborate, but what if you've got a little recording tape and then a little USB poking out of like the wall? And people you record whatever you like. Sorry?
People are going to steal that USB.
No, I meant like in the wall. Like, you can't take it out. It's just got the end poking out.
That's a thing.
Yeah, I know. The way it's like people just put stuff on it and you can kind of get stuff from it. But imagine that. But everything you record goes as an audio file onto that USB. And then you could go along with your computer and just plug it in and be like, here's the day's recordings of what people said.
Oh, okay. That'd be great. I'd
That's
like
almost
that.
Just a cool
But can you imagine piece? some political, fanatical, you know.
Yeah, but how funny.
He's going to say, Malcolm Tambo.
You're going to get a lot of slurs. You're just going to get a whole bunch of slurs.
It would be interesting to hear.
Absolutely. Yeah. Imagine being like.
And all like the drunk people. Imagine on like a Sunday morning.
Can you do it like. Incoherent, like, who in a you don't want to come to the trees, Ma. I don't even get to if you got a new problem, get out of here. That's what I'm saying. You're like, okay,
well, I love you, mate.
Rebecca! But imagine just being like, you get it on your computer and you're just like, here's a folder full of what everybody said today. That'd be so cool.
Yeah, I'd really
listening
like
back
that.
To people's poetry, you know, all stuff like that.
Well, that's it's an fun. Interesting study of society, isn't it?
Like, it is a bit. You know, what do the people have to say? What do the people want to get out there?
Yeah.
See, if you have that, like a recording thing and the art wall.
Yeah, that would be ace. Imagine the person, like the smart ass who goes and starts to do this amazing, you know, like takes up the whole wall. So one for that day can use it.
But they can.
They just got to go over here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know, imagine that.
Yeah.
Well, that's called capping.
Is that a thing?
It's where you graffiti over someone's graffiti.
Yeah.
What about this? So it's like a long wall and somebody's clearly trying to take up the whole wall, but you're at one end and you just do like a big piece of art so that he's got nowhere to go. If you meet in the middle and they're like, well, gotcha.
Hey, sorry to interrupt, but I just want to let you know that today's episode is sponsored by WordPress. Use WordPress.com to build your website. With built-in search engine optimization and social sharing, you can choose from hundreds of awesome designs, and every plan includes a custom domain name. Your business needs an online home. It needs a WordPress.com website. Get started today with 15% off any new plan purchase. Go to WordPress.com/IJGB to create your website and find the plan that's right for you. That's WordPress.com/IJGB for 15% off your brand new website. WordPress.com/IJGB. Now back to the show.
Public art. That's what you'd have to say when you met up with him.
Public. That means anyone can use it.
Anyone. Not just you. Yeah. No, I would like to see it.
I think it'd be great. I think I'd just be so interesting to see what people put there.
Yes.
And to put your own thing. And it's the kind of thing where you might just be like, well, I've got an hour to kill.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I can do chuck something.
Even like 5 minutes. Just do a quick little scribble.
Quick little drawing.
There'd be cute little kids going, bum.
Yeah, exactly.
And people do it anyway. Mm. Like, I'm looking at your board over there.
Yeah.
And people just put stuff there just because they put it there.
Oh, so you just decide you want to draw something.
If there's a place to draw, people will draw.
Yeah. And like, what a great place to see what the public.
Yes. You know, what are they going to come up with?
What have they got to say?
And you can save, like, if it's a screen, right, it's like you said, you can save it before you wipe it. So it's kind of a record.
But just take a pic, you know.
No, but like, I like Mom's idea because you could eventually do, like, an art piece, like a gallery thing. Yeah, like, hey, here's snapshots of Melbourne.
This year's paintings or this month's paintings could be on a little exhibition.
And then they're just archived.
And they're just archived, yeah.
Imagine in 100 years. Yeah. Like, let's see what the public wanted to say in 2017.
Yeah. The drunk guy in 100 years' time.
Well, that's like Twitter. Isn't Twitter archived?
Yeah, all of Twitter is archived.
Imagine that. Imagine being an archaeologist in... There's so much to go through.
I remember somebody saying that, like, you know, people complain about Twitter and all of that, and they're like, but we would have loved to have had something like Twitter for, like, the medieval time.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're like, well, now we can know what those people, just your everyday Joe Blow, wanted to say.
What's happening now that we're not recording that we're going to want in 100 years' time? That's true.
There's nothing. We're recording everything.
Yeah. I can't think of a single thing that we don't thoughts. Have on file. Yeah.
Our thoughts.
No, that's true. When we're like, oh, man, imagine if we'd had Brain Cube in the past.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that'd be so good. Now that everybody's good.
Everyone's thought cube. At any second, of any millisecond of time.
Oh, yeah, I'm subscribed to Ryder's Brain Stream. I can just see what he's thinking 24/7.
Oh my God! Did
he really think that? Whoa. Do you hook your brain cube into my brain cube? Is that how it works?
What would happen if there was brain tube? Would that be the end of us, or would it save us?
I don't know.
It'd be the end of us.
That'd be humanity.
I think what would happen is initially things would go crazy.
Yes, I think so.
And then it would be fine.
Yes,
then
maybe.
It would be great.
No, maybe. Because everyone would be in jail.
Yeah.
That's it. Everybody's in prison.
But there would come a point where you knew everyone was honest. Like, you know every single thing, what everyone's thinking. You never have to guess.
So you'd have to actually accept it. You'd have to accept everybody else's bad
thoughts. So many businesses get by on duplicitous. Yeah. Yes, like, how does, like, a used car salesman...
All right, yeah.
You'd be like, this guy's great. And his head is like, it's a piece of shit. And you'd be like, piece of shit. Gotcha, good.
This is what he tells me. Well, what's his brain tube say?
Let's have a quick gander. I see.
Not buying it, mate.
No, thank you.
Imagine, like, you know, even in today's world, they're like, if you're getting hired somewhere, pretty often they'll check your social media.
Yeah, yeah.
Being like, we're just going to see what you were thinking.
Mm. Yeah.
Someone just changed their name on my Facebook the other day because for employment reasons.
Yeah. Happens all the time. Yeah. People like, because the employer looks through your Facebook, and if you've ever been like, oh, here's me being a dickhead.
We're not hiring.
I've got a couple of things I probably should delete.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I think everyone does. Mm. But I like that. Would you use it?
Absolutely. Brain
tube?
No, not brain tube. No.
That can be for next week, Dad.
I would not use brain tube. That's just not happening.
No. Okay. The artist thing.
Yeah.
I'd use it for sure.
No, 100%. Yeah. What would you put there?
I'd say Johnny loves Cassie.
That's nice. I think I just do little doodles. Little, not dick and balls.
Big doodles.
Big doodles. I do just... As long as that guy's big piece of art was going to be. Just
people, what would end up being? Cheryl, will you marry me?
That's the sort of thing.
But that'd be cute.
But do you imagine someone painstakingly doing a beautiful picture and then someone with the big dick and balls straight across the top?
But that's it. That's the whole thing.
You know, there's the two ends of society.
You can't be precious about it.
Juxtaposed.
Yeah. I'd love just doing it while he's in the middle of it.
Yeah, that's right.
Like he's, you know, he's standing next done to half him. Of a thing and he's moved over and you're just like coming following him during dick.
I really like these archaeologists in 100 years.
There you go.
We've got everything, but everything's covered in the dick and balls.
Yeah, this amazing fertility. Incredibly fertile.
Have you ever seen Roman graffiti?
No. What, is it dick and balls?
It's dick and balls.
Really?
It's absolutely. And it's dick and balls. It's stuff like Thelonious has a big dick or like... Salonius has sex with all the women. Like, it's not changed. Roman graffiti is exactly the same.
It's such a boy thing, isn't it?
It is always.
I've got a dick. Yes!
Dick and balls. Right. In my day, in the 70s, everyone was drawing penises everywhere in their books. You know?
People just love drawing a dick. It's the human condition.
I had a class yesterday.
Yeah.
And I put two Chet test tubes on the ball.
Yeah.
Right? And test tubes have that
shape. They look like they're phallic, yeah.
And the whole class, like really good class, they all start laughing and giggling, you know. And then I said the solution was cloudy.
Yeah.
You idiots. That's just a pack of idiots.
In 100 million years, when we're all flying in cars and, you know, all of our houses are digital, people will still be putting dick and balls.
Of course.
Yeah, the future is about
the future and the past and the present are all dick and balls, as far as the eye can see.
But what is it about? Is it about, oh, I've got a dick and balls?
Because they're funny. The
is it penis
they're
pride?
They're absolutely hilarious.
They are. They're funny.
They it's are about, funny.
They're weird looking.
It's like farts. Farts are always funny.
Yeah, that's right.
Someone fart. That's a funny thing.
What if a girl farts? If I fart, fuck off. You get rid
I think if a fart, if we could draw farts, we would. You know, but we just writers made a dick and balls.
Yeah.
Out of a marker and two D20s on the table.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
D20s. Just call them dice, mate. You don't have to be like that.
I'm sorry, writers. Yeah, no, it's a,
it's a winner.
It's a winner. I mean, aside from the dick and balls you'll inevitably encounter, which that's like, I think we've said, that's fine. That's society.
And we've had three good businesses, haven't we?
Yeah.
What have we done today? I can't remember. Remind
me. You can't say recap. Because...
Yeah, well, no, what if this one gets published first?
What'll you do? People are going to be like, what? The last two businesses, I don't know what you mean.
I missed those two.
Right, okay.
But I think we've actually, in the episode, kind of done three different, or at least a couple different businesses in this one specifically, you know.
Yeah.
You've got like a big Etch-a-Sketch, you've got a big iPad screen.
Yes.
And then like the little recording. The recording.
My favourite part of it is your idea, because the recording... Like, you could listen to it at night. You could listen to it on the train.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't it be fascinating?
It made me think of, like, a far less, like, morally okay one, but one where you're, like, in your restaurant, you put little recording devices under all the tables.
No.
But then imagine the conversations
imagine
you'd
the
hear.
Breakups.
Yeah. Oh,
you know, when you're at a cafe and you hear people talking and you're, like, I'm just sneakily listening in.
Yeah.
Imagine just being, like, and I get to listen to table one to
against
10.
Against the law.
If, I mean,
for the recording thing. You could have them up all around the city and then you could download this app and you could choose the location of them. Like, let's say one in Eltham. Choose Eltham. There's like, you know, 50 recordings. Let's have a play.
Oh, that's such that's a very clever way of doing it. Then you don't have to go up to it and specifically plug in.
Yeah.
What about, is it also the kind of thing where you could be like, I click on Eltham and I can record a message on my phone for the Eltham one?
Nah.
You then, because you can't remotely do it.
Yeah. There's no point to having it in a specific place. Right. Yeah, good point. That's silly.
What's it like? Is it like you pull out like a big tube?
Like an old-timey phone?
I assumed it was like a one of those things that you press to...
Yeah,
be like, I'm out the front, let me in.
Me too. Like like embedded in the wall was a little speaker and a little record button.
It has to be embedded because people will take it and start... Yeah. Dancing down the street with it.
Yeah.
That's true. If it's like properly embedded in the wall and protected by like even a screen.
Just a button and a speaker and that's all.
That's all you need. Yeah. I think that would maybe get more use than a like Well, no, because the artist one's going to get more use by people with talent.
Yes.
This one's just going to get more use by people who have something.
Oh, you don't know. People who are like undiscovered musicians might get up there.
Yeah, but imagine a guy like playing a guitar awkwardly pressing the record button.
His mate's pushing the record.
I don't want to be like, I'm pretty great at the guitar and I'm like, hey, Rides, do you want to come into the city and just press that record button for me?
He's made some random
people. This is how I'm going to get
with his head.
He could push it with his head.
Or his nose.
And it has to cut out after a minute.
Well, I was imagining that you press the button and then when you take your finger off.
That counts as one
that
recording.
That is one audio file.
But then you can keep pressing. But then you can do like 10 in a row if you want
to.
What I think is weird about that is that if I like...
It'd be cool like on the app to the live one.
So yeah.
Like, if, let's say it would like... You're in a thing and then like a little notification would be like someone's recording right now.
Yeah.
So you click it and you listen to what they're saying. Like,
how cool.
And could you, on your phone, cheer them?
No. There's no phone to speaker, only speaker to phone. Because otherwise it defeats the purpose.
Otherwise it's basically a phone call. what I was going to say is a bit awkward to like bend down or be like, I'm just like, I don't know, talking in public is weird if people are also around you. I feel like a lot of people are going to be awkward about that.
But the people who do it...
Yeah, they don't care.
They don't care about the public.
They will be the interesting people. That's true.
They might even say it really loud so the people who's standing around...
They want people to watch them. They want, you know...
There might be like a creep who goes up and whispers into it every now and again. But
there would be some creepy stuff going on.
Weirdos is a big problem with this.
But hilarious.
Oh, yeah, funny to listen back to. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, how scary if you get here, like you're listening through the audio files and one of them's like, the body is like a clue to like a serial killer. You're like, oh my God. But that's good for the cops because they know where it was recorded.
Yeah, I know, but who's going to listen to like 12 hours of recording?
True. But it's not going to be that.
Yeah, because if everybody's in a day, you're going to get maybe like, say, maximum 50 people.
Not even. Like you'd get 5 or 10.
Yeah. And then they press it for like a couple of minutes. I think... You might have an hour's worth at the maximum of audio
per
to listen to at the end of
is
the day.
Is it a, but that's, a novelty thing that will wear off over time and people will just ignore it after a while?
I don't think so because it's always there.
Yeah.
I think it'd either become like a novelty that people start ignoring or it'd just become a normal part of like, you know what I mean? That'd just be the thing. Or well, maybe like a little group.
Because it's different every time. It'd be fun.
Yeah. It's just the kind of thing you might have the app on your phone to be like, oh, what are people saying today?
Yeah.
Do you know what would be a really great part of the day? The cleaning of the board. Because how satisfying is that?
When you so nice.
Because that was the best part of the exosketch is cleaning it off.
Yeah, but then you have
it's
those
like
weird
magic.
Broken ones that you have to do it a couple of times to get it off.
I always imagine it really big. Like, you know, I know you said just a bit taller than a tall person, but I'm imagining it like billboard size. So I like to imagine the guy climbing up to grab the lever and then just jumping as it pulls down. I'm also always imagining it on top of a building so you could just watch it kind of like.
It could be, like if you had it massive... You could have, like, you know, if it's magnets, you'd have like maybe 1,000 magnets because it's really long.
Yeah.
But some of them are on a big, long something so that, do you know what I mean? So some of them have a big, long thing that goes like right up into the thing. So even though you're down there drawing, it's actually drawing right up high.
Oh, that's cool.
So you're drawing down here, but there's all these, I don't know,
even
so
if
mechanisms.
You've got like just a tiny thing for you to draw on and it then goes it goes onto the massive one.
Yeah. Well, that could be a bit of a worry. People could say racist, awful.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You're basically just giving people a billboard to like.
So that's the trouble because
that's the trouble.
Just
that's
so people thing. Put racist or disgusting things on there, you would have to be able to press a button to the council and say, you've got to clean this off.
Yeah, absolutely. You can't be doing that because that's a problem with graffiti.
Maybe you have to do it actually. 5 times a day. Clean
and what about
it
the audio stuff that they might record? I mean,
it's not as public.
Yeah,
I guess it's still not good that they're saying that, but like, it's not for the world to see because you might have like an incredibly racist statement just like hanging above your city.
Yeah.
And then imagine the just like aside
from
that terrible.
I don't assume it's there. I assume it's just on a random street.
Yeah. It's like it's still not great to have it, but I just imagine if it's on a massive billboard above your city and then somebody has a photo of that where it's like. Says a terrible thing, and then they're like, well, look at Melbourne, everybody. Look at Melbourne.
Maybe there could be somebody watching it. Yeah, and when something amazing goes on, they just push a button and it goes up.
Yeah, that's true.
And you
something
can choose.
That monitors for anything that's like inappropriate.
You could go, look, my picture went up today.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that'd be so nice to be like, maybe you've got like a little screen down like in the street that is attached to a larger billboard above a building so where everyone can see it. And then somebody monitoring it is just like, and I'll put that picture up and I'll put that picture up and I'll put this up. Like
Times Square type of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you can be like, oh my God, they put my picture up today. That's so exciting.
Yeah, that's great.
I think it's great. Yeah. What? How much do you need from us?
How much is a screen?
I don't know, like 100,000? Do you reckon that's enough?
100,000.
That's probably a fair bit for a big screen, I'd say.
But then big screen, some smaller screens.
You
got
to get someone to put it up.
Yeah.
Actually, then there's the system, like the daily workings of it. So I probably need actually quite a lot.
You probably just need an iPad for that.
True. But you might need people to monitor it and stuff as well, I'll invest. Whatever you need. I really like it.
All right.
That's something I'd like to see in reality.
Yeah,
like the logistics of it are troublesome, but like it's just a nice
both of them
idea.
As well. I'd want the... Screen, not the etchy skin. Screen and the recordings. I'd do it.
Yeah,
both.
I reckon they're good.
No, that's a yes from me.
Yeah.
My favorite thing about this episode is that none of us know how to pronounce etch a sketch.
What is it?
Yeah, I keep saying exo, like exoskeleton.
You say exo sketch. You said itchy sketch.
No, I didn't. Etch a sketch.
You said etchy sketch.
Etchy sketch.
Yeah,
etchy sketch.
It's etch because you're etching
a sketch.
It just no, it's E.
It's etch a sketch. It's not each a sketch.
Etchy sketch.
It's not etchy sketch because you're etching a sketch. To etch is to like.
So is it etcho sketch?
No, it's etch a sketch.
Etch a sketch.
Yes.
Etch
your internet
sketch.
Won't work.
It's etch. I'm going to etch a sketch.
Sketch.
Yeah. Etch a sketch.
No, I think
it, is it crucial to sort it out?
Yeah, I think it is.
Like, I'd like to know.
I want your to internet right. is, like, not working at all.
Yeah, well. Okay. That's the internet. Look. So I know I'm right.
So sorry, Cassie.
Oh, yeah, no, it is etch a sketch.
Yeah, it's etch a sketch. Gotcha.
I can still get them.
Well, that's good.
Toys R Us. They're called doodle boards.
Dick 'em board.
There you go.
There you go. Well, it was going to come back sooner or later.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Ryder Bailey.
I've been Dad.
I've been Mum.
That was just good business.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at SansPantsPlus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's SansPantsPlus.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.